Welcome back to More Wealth Retirement Talk, where we help you retire with confidence, clarity, and a little more peace of mind. I'm Shauna Moore, your retirement income expert and author of Retire With More, the Holistic Approach for a Relaxed Retirement.
And I'm Shauna's husband, Dave Moore, your friendly neighborhood sports guy and self-proclaimed king of dad jokes. Literally like 53, 54 straight years of dad joke guy of the year. So don't tell me you guys haven't been warned.
We've been warned.
Yes, we have. And I'm Jacqueline Gladhill, your co-host and resident voice of reason. I mean, we all know it with these two. You definitely need someone to be there to have it. So, which let's be honest, it's a full-time job with Dave and Shauna.
I apologize, Jacqueline. It really is a full-time job between Dave and his baseball analogies and my financial deep dives. You do keep us balanced on track, Jacqueline.
Well, teamwork makes the dream work. And speaking of teams, a huge shout out to our behind the scenes all-star, Nicole, our office manager and teammate who keeps the ship sailing smoothly. Literally the only one who could do it.
Well, yes, and it's actually Nicole's birthday today, and
yes,
we couldn't celebrate without giving her some love right here on the show. She's an amazing person, and she's always keeping track of the dogs for us, and she's just such an important part of what, you know, makes our team family.
Yes, happy birthday, Nicole. We're truly so grateful for everything that you do and for keeping us laughing right alongside our clients.
And let's not forget, she does laugh at my jokes. So
some of them,
she deserves the world. Speaking of, what do you call an alligator who's looking into investing?
Not sure.
What?
Jacqueline, you're prepared, aren't you? You ready?
I don't know.
An investigator.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'll give you that. Jacqueline,
that was really good. You know it. Not pretty good. That was really good.
Yeah. I mean, Nicole deserves some cake, and maybe you do just a little bit for that joke, Dave.
I do today. I do. That's on point.
So how's your week been going, Jacqueline?
It's been good. We went to Canada this last weekend, and we took a little road trip with my best friend and her now fiance. So they got engaged this weekend. And definitely for our listeners and viewers, it's really important to take a road trip with your significant other before you get married.
Uh-oh. That is very good advice.
Now actually, you know exactly what to expect.
Being stuck in a car,
I don't call it stuck in the car. I always look over when I look at Shauna when we're on a long road trip and I go, well, the opportunity to be in the car with Shauna is amazing. It's a little self-talk. You can kind of fool your...
Like your mind.
Right back at you, baby.
That's right. I love her so much.
Yes. How was your weekend?
We had a good Halloween weekend. It was a little bit low key, but we had a lot of trick-or-treaters last weekend. And we just saw my dad this week. He came out yesterday for his birthday. So a lot of birthdays around us this week. So it's been a pretty good few days. Can't complain.
Well, good. Do you guys do the king size? Well, do you guys do the king size candy bars at your house?
No, we save those for us.
We give them a few. So they get a few of the miniatures, but.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, they take several. We actually ran out this year.
Yeah, we did.
We ran out and the neighbor let us borrow some of his.
He came running over with a bowl of candy. And I said, where'd you steal this from?
We have one of those neighborhoods that people drive to go to our neighborhood because it's so well decorated. It's pretty festive at Halloween and Christmas too, but for trick or treating. Yeah. There's like a line of cars outside the neighborhood and they walk it, an easy walk, but we have all the smoke machines out and the streets are all spooky.
Music.
It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Good times.
Well, that's amazing.
Anyway, speaking of getting back on topic, I'm the topic warden, I guess. Today's topic is a big one. We're going to be breaking down the recent announcement of Social Security's 2026 Cost of Living Adjustment, or COLA, what it means for retirees, and how this year's legislation, the Big Beautiful Bill, could mean real money back in your pocket.
So sit back and grab a snack and let's talk about what all these updates mean for your retirement strategy.
So let's dive in.
Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk, where finance meets fun.
Join financial expert Shauna Moore,
sports analogy pro and dad joke king Dave Moore,
and Jacqueline Gladhill, who keeps us all on track,
as we break down retirement planning with insights,
laughs,
and a whole lot of more wisdom. So here's the headline. The 2026 Social Security COLA has been announced at 2.8% increase.
That's right. And it's relatively a modest increase, not as eye-popping as the 8.7% bump that we saw back in 2023, but right in line with relative, you know, long-term average.
Yep.
Which, in other words, if you're keeping score, means the average retiree will see about $56 more per month, or $88 if you're a married couple.
Right. And while that might not sound like a huge raise, it is important to remember that this does keep pace with inflation, which is hovering right around 3%. So in other words, retirees won't necessarily gain a ton of extra spending power, but they'll still hold their ground.
Absolutely. And it's also worth noting that the COLA announcement was a little delayed this year, thanks to the brief government shutdown. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics had to be called back to finish the CPI data.
I guess that's one way to recollect the data.
Is that a dad joke?
Yeah, but it fits.
Oh, you're right. I don't know what to do about that one. We'll go with.
Oh.
You all see what I deal with on a regular basis now, right?
Yeah. And I don't know how you do it.
Hey, sometimes they're really good, Dave. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not. But
they're all really good.
But truly, understanding how COLA is calculated matters. It's based on the CPIW, which is the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. That's a lot of words there. But it doesn't always reflect the true spending pattern of retirees.
Exactly. And like you just mentioned, Shauna, you mentioned the CPIW, but many experts argue that we should use the CPIE, which focuses on older Americans and weighs healthcare costs more heavily. But since Social Security also covers disability and survivor benefits, it hasn't been adopted yet.
Right.
So the bottom line is 2026 COLA is steady, predictable, and actually shows a sign that our economy is stabilizing after some roller coaster years.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk a little bit about strategy, because COLA is just one piece of the retirement income puzzle for retirees.
Yes. And a lot of folks ask, when should I claim my Social Security benefits?
And you know what my answer always is? It depends. So, Shauna, let's run some numbers together.
Exactly. So, you know, for example, claiming early, and a lot of people, we talk about this all the time, they want to claim at age 62. But what they need to realize is that by claiming to age 62, it can permanently reduce your benefits by around 30% or so. While if you wait until age 70, it can actually increase them by 8% per year beyond your full retirement age. So that's roughly 28% more in lifetime benefits. So it is important to actually run those numbers.
Wow. And that's where strategies like the Social Security Bridge come in and play. I mean, by drawing from your IRAs or 401ks early in retirement, you can delay Social Security and lock in higher long-term income.
Think of it like baseball. Here we go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you bunt early and sometimes you swing for the fences later, you know, because timing is everything.
Well, that might be the only time a bunt analogy actually works in finance. Good job.
There's others.
I'll give you some points for that one.
What do I know? I'm just a coach.
It's a home run.
Absolutely. And that's why, again, planning matters so much. Social Security interacts with all of your other income sources, whether that's pensions, withdrawals from your 401ks, if you have rental income, you know, take into account taxes, healthcare costs. So working with a professional who understands how to coordinate all of this together can make a major difference in your long-term retirement income plan.
Yes. And that's exactly why, Shauna and Dave, you guys offer a complimentary discovery call to walk through, you know, with your current what clients' recurrent retirement income plan, identify gaps or opportunities, and even provide a second opinion on your portfolio or claiming strategy.
So if you're listening right now and thinking, I'm not sure I'm making the most of my Social Security, give us a call at 833-4-MY-WEALTH or visit us online at morewealthtalk.com. That's two O's and more.
Well, thank you, Dave. Now let's get into what's new. The recently passed legislation we had discussed earlier this year, the Big Beautiful Bill.
Yes, and this bill is truly a game changer. So two of the big highlights on this topic, it provides, number one, an additional $6,000 tax credit for individuals age 65 or older. Now, if you're 62 or 63 taking Social Security benefits, this doesn't apply yet, but it could apply in the future. And number two, it finally removes the government pension offset for many retirees. So this allows those who spent their careers working in government services, especially, you know, teachers and public safety workers, to now receive their full Social Security benefits. And we just want to make sure everyone is aware of that.
That's huge. You know, we met so many retired teachers and city employees who were shocked to learn that their pensions reduced or eliminated their Social Security benefits.
Exactly. And, you know, so this is a change that corrects a longstanding issue. So again, if you or your spouse worked in the public sector and you haven't previously applied for Social Security, this is the time to revisit your Social Security plan because you might now qualify for benefits that were previously off the table.
Yeah, and let's not forget that the $6,000 tax credit can make a significant difference in cash flow during retirement, especially with rising costs on essential, you know, things like healthcare and housing.
So, Shauna, is this where we say Uncle Sam finally gave us something to smile about?
Maybe just this once, a little bit of a smile. Although I do know that retirees are still hoping that they'll come up with some bigger improvements for the Social Security tax situation.
Yeah, well, let's not take advantage of this because this is why staying informed and reviewing your plan annually is so important. You know, rules can change. Like we like to say, it's written in pencil. Benefits can shift and opportunities open up that you don't want to miss.
Exactly. So whether it's the new tax credits, your updated COLA figures, or some legislative tweaks, your retirement strategy should be a living plan that evolves with you rather than staying stagnant and it's kind of written once and done. So, you know, as we close today, I keep coming back to how important it is to protect and manage what we've been blessed with, whether that's your health, your finances, or your time. These truly are gifts to us. And part of what we do here is help people make wise, faith-grounded choices so they can live out their purpose in retirement with confidence and peace of mind.
Wow, Shauna, that was really, really well said. And it's not just about dollars and percentages. It's about helping families live in a way that reflects their values. The 2026 COLA, the new $6,000 tax credit, and the changes for those with government pensions, those are tools that can help create more freedom to focus on faith, family, and the things that truly matter most to you.
And to interject with a little sports perspective, you know, retirement isn't the end of the game. It's just the next inning. You've worked hard, you've trained, you've prepared. Now it's about making sure your game plan helps you win the rest of the way.
I really like that one, Dave. That's definitely a keeper.
Kind of a serious one.
It is serious, yeah. But it's a good one.
You know, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
True.
But seriously, the peace people talk about when they finally feel like they're doing the right thing, that comes from clarity, not confusion.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's why we offer a complimentary discovery call to walk through your Social Security strategy, your income plan, and your retirement goals. No pressure, just a real conversation about where you are, where you want to go, and how we can help you get there.
Exactly. And again, you can reach us by calling us at 833-4-MY-WEALTH. That's 833-469-9325. Or visit us at morewealthtalk.com. That's MORE. To schedule a complimentary time where we can sit down and at least have a 15-minute conversation to see how we might be able to help. And don't forget, you can also listen to all of our past shows on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or on our YouTube channel.
And while you're at it, grab a copy of Shauna's book, Retire With More, The Holistic Approach for a Relaxed Retirement. It's filled with practical steps to bring faith, purpose and peace together in your financial life.
Well, thank you, Dave. And, you know, thank you, Jacqueline. Again, before we wrap up, one more special moment, a big happy birthday to Nicole. We're so thankful for you and all that you do to make our office feel like home.
Well, and we really are. It's such a blessing to work with people who care about each other and about every client that we serve.
Isn't that the truth? And remember, we're not just helping people plan for retirement. We're helping them live with confidence, faith, and purpose in this next season of life.
Very well said. Again, from all of us here at More Wealth, thank you for joining us today. Stay grounded, stay hopeful, and remember, financial wisdom and faith go hand in hand.
Have a blessed week, everyone, and we'll see you guys next time.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna,
Dave,
and Jacqueline.
We hope you enjoyed the mix of financial insight,
sports wisdom,
and a few dad jokes along the way.
Join us next week for more ways to plan smart,
laugh often,
and retire with confidence.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, an investment advisory in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, LLC, an affiliated company.